Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And at a moment when there is lots and lots and lots of negative publicity about the prospective presidential candidate Donald J. Trump, there's also a great deal of negativity about the other leader of the other party and a presidential candidate everybody assumes for 2024. That would be President Joe Biden. His approval rating is down at 33%, according to a collective average of different polls. Most people just hope he will be okay. He won't fall off bicycles. He won't stumble over words. He will somehow survive. And now comes the question, the guessing game of, well, who, if not Biden, who replaces him? And if not Trump, who replaces him? Well, there's a bold piece by Jason Nichols, who is senior lecturer in the African American Studies Department at the prestigious University of Maryland. Professor Nichols, it is great to speak to you.
Great to be with you, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a great pleasure. You wrote a piece in Newsweek which says, sorry, Democrats, we're stuck with Joe and Kamala. Why is it that people are stuck with both of these individuals? First, the top of the ticket. Don't you think it's possible that Joe Biden could basically at some point just announce that for health reasons he was backing off the idea of a second term?
Well, I think he certainly can make that choice himself. I think one of the things that a lot of people were suggesting was to kind of push him aside and kind of pressure him into leaving an office that he may want to continue to occupy or to keep him from running again. And I think that that would be a political mistake, especially because it sends a message to the United States and to the electorate, and particularly that coveted centrist independent voter, that Democrats don't know how to pick their leaders and that they are always looking for a mulligan in picking their leadership, and that they made a mistake in 2020 by putting forward Joe Biden. And I think that that's a bad message to send if you want to win in 2024.
What do you doesn't that message kind of go away if Biden is running against Trump? Because there are an awful lot of people, and not all of them Democrats, who think Trump was the wrong guy.
Well, absolutely. And when I say the wrong guy, I mainly mean in the primary. And I definitely did not support Biden in the primary. I think the best case scenario, running against Trump would be the best case scenario if we were to have 2024 today. All the polls, even, you know, those same polls that say that he's at 33%, Joe Biden, that is, approval, still have him beating Trump head-to-head. And the same polls have Kamala Harris beating DeSantis and Trump. So I think it's best case scenario that they face Trump. You can certainly make the argument, as many of us were glued to our TVs just now, that Trump is a threat to democracy. A little harder with some of the other choices out there.
And there are other choices out there on both sides. You give a list of people who are alternate choices to Joe Biden and to Kamala Harris. But one of the things that's interesting, there's a piece in the National Journal today that says that there are really no people who have even started flirting with the idea that they might challenge Joe Biden. There are prospective candidates like Gavin Newsom and J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, governor of California, Gavin Newsom. They seem to be giving hints that if Biden steps aside, they would jump in, and probably a bunch of others. But nobody that I know of has said, okay, I'm going to do Eugene McCarthy or Ted Kennedy against Jimmy Carter. I'm going to challenge an incumbent president. Have you heard any rumblings of someone willing to do that?
I haven't, and I think that's a good idea. We're only 18 months into the Biden presidency. To undermine the president that way, it does not show loyalty to the party. I think that would be, you know, disastrous to start some sort of rumblings about wanting to run against the president. And I think we are, you know, I say this carefully, Michael, but I think we're actually headed in the right direction on a couple of key issues that I think are really a thorn in Joe Biden's side. I think we're seeing in gas prices drop day after day. If they continue on that path, we're going to see inflation lower because we know that gas prices are one of the things that's informing inflation. Inflation being one of the issues that I think is concerning many Americans. So we could see Joe Biden get stronger in terms of the polls. We could see them pass a Build Back Better light. It sounds like they're working on that. Chuck Schumer and Joe Manchin are working on that. So that's a possibility. If they're able to do some things, it's going to be very difficult after, you know, January of 2023 when you get a new Congress. But if they're able to do some things, we can see a stronger Joe Biden. And if Joe Biden decides to step aside, I think it would be a bad idea to preemptively undermine him.
Right. And you say the same thing about Kamala Harris, and particularly the sensitivity of the very, very crucial black female vote, which for a lot of swing states like Georgia and Michigan and Pennsylvania, this is a very crucial vote in some states that that Democrats really need to win.
Absolutely. If Democrats don't get incredible turnout from the African-American community, particularly black women, who have been the backbone of the party, it would be disastrous. You're not going to win any of those elections. You're going to lose those states. And I think moving beyond Kamala Harris so quickly, when the idea that I think most of us got, Michael, at least this was the idea that I got, was that the nomination of Kamala Harris to be Joe Biden's running mate was, you know, essentially a nod to black women saying, we see you. We're going to make sure that qualified black women get what's due them, you know, which is opportunities to lead. And if you snatch that from right under Kamala Harris, and trust me, I understand Kamala Harris is not the greatest communicator. She's not Gavin Newsom. She is not Pete Buttigieg, who honestly I think is one of the best communicators I've ever seen. He's almost too good. I think it would really send a bad message to a portion of black women. If they sit home, you're just not going to win. You need overwhelming turnout. And that's what hampered Hillary Clinton in 2016. She didn't get overwhelming black turnout like Obama did before her and like Biden just did. That's what cost her the election in some of these key states, particularly those Rust Belt states of Pennsylvania, and she certainly wasn't able to flip Georgia. So you need that, and it would be a big mistake for them to make that decision.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's open, it's expansive, it's welcoming, it's filled with life.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Medved Show all across America.
I really enjoy your program. I listen to talk radio all day. You're definitely right up there, the cream of the crop.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Now it's time for Medved's Entertainment Minute.
Kevin Dillon and Mel Gibson co-star in a thriller about a genius hacker who's captured by a disembodied voice trying to force his participation in a diabolical plot in Hot Seat. Available to rent on multiple streaming services.
You will die today unless you do exactly as you're told.
The building wired to blow up made you Orlando's a patsy.
Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock.
And you'll feel your own time ticking away if you choose to waste it on this silly and stupefying film. Shannon Doherty of Beverly Hills 90210 is also aboard as a tough police chief, and the Las Cruces, New Mexico location is similarly wasted. This R-rated project is advertised with a tagline, "Try to stay..."
It could be the most celebrated and the most effective act of civil disobedience in the history of the world. It came to be known as the Boston Tea Party, and it played an absolutely invaluable role in the coming of the American Revolution, the struggle for independence, why they fought, the questions we're trying to answer on this special broadcast. The tea is gathered in Boston Harbor. The ships that have sailed into the harbor were not allowed to land because of the strong feelings of the Colonial Assembly, the Sons of Liberty, and basically all of the citizens of Boston. Now, please remember, these are people who had an opportunity to buy English tea more cheaply than they could have bought English tea ever before, to buy it more cheaply than smuggled tea. And yet, all up and down the colonies, they're saying, we'd rather drink sassafras leaves, we'd rather drink nothing, we'd rather choke than drink this English tea. The issue wasn't just money. It was control. And people recognized that what England was trying to do, what the British government was trying to do, was to establish a monopoly for the East India Company and for their tea, and to force Americans to drink it. And that's why throughout the colonies in Philadelphia and in New York and Charleston, they had succeeded in blocking any of the tea agents from landing and setting up business, just as they had blocked some years before, 8 years before, the agents for the Stamp Act to set up business. They successfully prevented them from operating. They prevented the tea agents from operating. And everywhere, they were able to send the ships back to England, but not in Boston. In Boston, the colonists were dealing with a very formidable royal governor. Now understand, the royal governor is appointed by the king. He's not elected by the people of Massachusetts. In fact, the people of Massachusetts would never have elected Thomas Hutchinson. You may remember that name. He had been lieutenant governor and chief justice of the Supreme Court at the time of the Stamp Act crisis 8 years before. And he didn't look very kindly on the Sons of Liberty, on Sam Adams and James Otis and the other leaders of the radical faction in Boston. You know why not? Because they had smashed his house. They had broken his windows, thrown his manuscript, his History of Massachusetts, which was lost forever, out into the street, had burned part of his property. They had attacked him before. Now he's back, and he's governor. And he is saying to these radicals, fine, you don't want to drink the tea? We're going to have it sit here, and eventually we're going to force you. We are not sending the ships back. This became an item of huge agitation in December. In the colony of Massachusetts, a very cold, wintry December, as always, where huge crowds of people gathered demanding that Governor Hutchinson send the tea back. They met at Old South Meeting House, and there were so many people at these meetings, particularly a meeting on December 16th, that they spilled out into the street. 5,000 people estimated to be there. Not nearly that many could fit into the meeting house. It was raining, a freezing rain. They stood out, listened to the proceedings of the meeting, kept the meeting in session while they sent a special delegation to the governor to beg him one last time, send the tea back. When a messenger came to the meeting with all these thousands of people assembled, it was already dark, and said no, the governor said he refused. Suddenly, a number of men dressed up rather ridiculously as Indians appeared at the door of the Old South Meeting House, representing themselves as symbols of oppressed America. And they began doing rather bad imitations of Indian war whoops. As a matter of fact, a number of people who participated, there were only 50 people disguised as Indians, Mohawk Indians. One of them proudly recalled, "We wore ragged clothes and disfigured ourselves, smeared our faces with grease and soot or lampblack, and we surely resembled devils rather than men." Another not-so-nice reference to Native Americans. At the wharf, they marched down to Griffin's Wharf, which is where the tea ships were docked. And the 50 guys who were dressed up as Indians, rather implausibly, including Samuel Adams and Thomas Melville, who was actually the grandfather of Herman Melville all those years later, they were very organized. They marched down there, and they carried along tomahawks. They burst into the ships unopposed and began unloading tea. The entire affair lasted some 3 hours. And one eyewitness said not the least insult was offered to any person. In other words, no one was harmed. They were very concerned not to damage the ships themselves. In fact, on one of the ships, they broke a padlock, and then they replaced it the next morning. Samuel Adams himself, dressed up as an Indian, gave directions. There was a whole celebratory air. People were jumping up and down. They were excited, but guys were efficient. They went down below. They got out the crates of tea, and there was a great deal of tea to be dumped into Boston Harbor. 35,000 pounds of tea. 342 chests in all. And, in fact, the tea was so thick in the harbor that the piles of leaves were lying on top of the water and they were slapping up against the sides of ships and they had to be scraped off the sides of ships. The next morning you could see the tea, 35,000 pounds of it, floating in Boston Harbor. These folks were having a grand old time. Unfortunately, some members of the crowd who came to watch them wanted to take advantage of the situation. Wanted to take advantage of the situation by getting some free tea for themselves. But the people who led the Boston's Tea Party were absolutely opposed to that. A gentleman named George Hughes recalls, "Another attempt was made to save a little tea from the ruins of the cargo by a tall, aged man who wore a large cocked hat and white wig, which was fashionable at that time. He had slightly slipped a little into his pocket, but being detected, they seized him and, taking his hat and wig from his head, threw them, together with the tea, of which they had emptied his pockets, into the water. In consideration of his advanced age, he was permitted."
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is beginning his first Middle East trip tonight. The president set to leave just after 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, where his first stop on that trip will be Jerusalem. the president receiving some pushback from those on the right and left regarding the trip as he is visiting Saudi Arabia. Regarding the visit to Saudi Arabia, John Kirby, National Security Council Director for Strategic Communications, tells MSNBC.
Saudi Arabia, Mika, is, as you know, a key partner in the region on a lot of issues. And we're going to, obviously, energy security will come up, for instance, in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, but counterterrorism, the war in Yemen.
The Democratic-led made-for-TV January 6th committee held their seventh public hearing on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we are back live with you on this epical Tuesday broadcast where there's so much going on, including a fair... Not just the hearings today regarding the January 6th riot, but also a very interesting hearing of the Senate Judiciary Committee over the issue of abortion. There's an exchange that came between Senator Josh Hawley and a very pro-abortion witness, the Berkeley law professor Kiara Bridges, who is definitely active with critical race theory and all kinds of woke ideologies. In any event, she had a big problem with Josh Hawley, the senator from Missouri, because he made the outrageous suggestion. Now, again, you want to cover the ears of any sensitive young people who were there. But he actually dared in the Senate Judiciary Committee to suggest that only women get pregnant. Listen.
Professor Bridges, you said several times, you've used a phrase, I want to make sure I understand what you mean by it. You've referred to people with a capacity for pregnancy. Would that be women?
Many women, cis women, have the capacity for pregnancy. Many cis women do not have the capacity for pregnancy. There are also trans men who are capable of pregnancy, as well as non-binary people who are capable of pregnancy.
So this isn't really a women's rights issue. We should recognize
that this impacts women while also recognizing that it impacts other groups. Those things are not mutually exclusive, Senator Hawley.
So your view is that the core of this right then is about what?
So I want to recognize that your line of questioning is transphobic, and it opens up trans people to violence by not recognizing that.
Wow, you're saying that I'm opening up people to violence by asking whether or not women are the folks who can have pregnancies?
It does seem like a fairly outrageous suggestion, but Professor Bridges wasn't through. Listen.
So I want to note that one out of five transgender persons have attempted suicide. So I think it's important.
Because of my line of questioning?
Because,
so we can't talk about it?
Because denying that trans people exist and pretending not to know that they exist.
I'm denying dangerous. That trans people exist by asking
you
if you're talking about women having pregnancies?
Do you believe that men can get pregnant?
No, I don't think so.
So you're denying that trans people exist?
And that leads to violence? Is this how you run your classroom? Are students allowed to question you?
Absolutely.
Or are they also treated like this?
Where no, no, no.
They're told that they're opening up people to violence.
We have a good time in my class. You should join.
I bet.
You might learn a lot.
Well, I would learn a lot. I've learned a lot
in
this exchange.
Absolutely.
Extraordinary.
There is Josh Hawley, senator from Missouri, having a, I'm sure, uplifting, illuminating interchange with a professor at Berkeley Law School, Kiara Bridges. And she continued with another Republican senator, this one John Cornyn, the senator from Texas, who, given the fact that this hearing is supposed to be about abortion and abortion in the law, he asked a fundamental question that I think a lot of abortion proponents and enthusiasts, the kind of people who buy T-shirts and sweatshirts and say, I love abortion, and yes, that is a thing. It sells. You can see it at demonstrations all over. John Cornyn asked a key question to Professor Bridges, clip 10.
Do you think a baby that is delivered alive has value?
Yes.
Do you think that a baby that is not yet born has value?
I believe that a person with a capacity for pregnancy has value. They have intelligence. They have agency. They
no,
have
I'm talking about the baby.
And I'm talking about the person with the capacity
for
pregnancy.
And you're not answering the question. I'm asking.
I'm answering a more interesting
question
to me.
You think that the baby that is not yet born, let's say the day before this mother delivers, do you think that baby has value?
I think that the person with the capacity for pregnancy has value, and they should have the ability to control what happens to their lives.
Well, and I just note you refused to answer the question.
Yeah, she did. And should it not be possible to make a case on her side of the law while acknowledging that a baby has value? It's a tough question. This is not the most ridiculous thing. Senator Mazie Hirono had this to say. She's consistently one of the of the U.S. Senate. And she basically was talking about what she thinks is wrong with originalism, the idea that words that are written in the Constitution mean what they say. And to understand what they really say, you have to understand how they were understood at the time that those words are written. Things that are wrong in the Constitution, that are outdated, you change it. You do a constitutional amendment. But no. Democrat Mazie Hirono of Hawaii has a different point of view. Clip 15.
Originalism, the justices who take that approach go all the way back to our founding fathers and pretend that they know what our founding fathers meant when they drafted the Constitution. I use the word pretend because who the heck would know what our founding fathers meant. Is there any reference to AR-15 rifles in our Constitution? No. Originalism.
Okay. Originalism does not speak out on an AR-15. It speaks on a generalized right to keep and bear arms. And the idea that basically if you want to make AR-15s illegal, It's a question as to whether making an entire class of guns illegal would violate the Second Amendment, but most people, including Justice Scalia in the Heller case, would say no. And the fact is that here she is. Where does she take out of the Constitution some meaning about abortion at all on either side? And this is what is so ridiculous. In other words, if you were going to say we are going to overturn laws that exist in basically all the states regulating abortion, they will all be stricken, they will all be overturned, they will all be thrown on the ash heap of history. How do you do that unless you change the Constitution or unless the given legislature that you're talking about and arguing about makes the decision that, no, we want to regulate abortion this way or that way? How is it that you can infer that through the power of the Constitution, which is the only power really the Supreme Court has, the Supreme Court is not supposed to declare what the law should be. It declares what the law is. And if you want to change the law, then that is up to the legislature, for goodness sake. And the fact that people have trouble with this concept, or they think it somehow is extreme and it's radical and it's suspect, there's also Kamala Harris had something to say on her tongue twister on the issue of abortion. We will get to that. And also the reaction to the blockbuster hearings today from Andy McCarthy and John Yoo. Andy McCarthy and from Jonathan Turley of George Washington University Law School, two conservative-minded legal scholars, in their reaction to what was uncovered and declared and brought out today in the hearings of the January 6th Select Committee. We'll get to that and more on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's an honor to talk to you because I think you got the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your social security number or other personal information and tell you that your social security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your social security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Michael Medved Show, as we mentioned before, the President of the United States is leaving in a couple of hours on his Middle Eastern trip. He is going to be meeting with both leaders of Israel, the acting Prime Minister, this time Yair Lapid, because they are in the middle of yet another election season, Israel's fifth election in the last 4 years. There are some folks who really love voting. Often. Remember that slogan, that old Chicago machine slogan, vote early and often? Well, they vote often in Israel. In any event, there's controversy about this because the U.S. is planning to coordinate a gift to Palestinian hospitals of $100 million. And it is a diplomatically sensitive visit. President Biden is supposed to be meeting with activists and Palestinian civil society at the Augusta Victoria Hospital on Friday. That's in the morning before he heads to Bethlehem for a meeting with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. And at the hospital, he's going to be announcing $100 million in U.S. assistance to Palestinian Hospital Network in East Jerusalem. The U.S. also asked the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar to match the U.S. With $100 million in assistance that they would put together. And they also asked, and Israel tentatively agreed, for Israel to give $5 million to the hospitals, but they wanted an Israeli health official to come to along with President Biden, to the visit of the Palestinian hospital where this gift is going to be announced. But U.S. officials said no, it was too sensitive. And the idea that for people who have never visited Israel, the entire thing is very difficult to imagine, because the truth of the matter is that Jerusalem, which is where my brother has lived for 35 years, is a working city. They actually one of the very few cities in the world that has a successful, frequently used light rail, and it's used by Palestinians who live in East Jerusalem, and it's used by Jews who live in West Jerusalem. And it is not, should not be such a difficult thing to have a Jew representative of the Israeli government, like the health minister, or maybe even someone even lower down in the governmental hierarchy, accompany the president of the United States to announce a gift of what would be over $200 million total to the Palestinian hospital network. And how this benign gesture has become a controversial mess, it is another diplomatic fumble by the Biden administration. I'm not saying it's comparable to the withdrawal from Afghanistan or anything of that, but it's clumsy. Not clumsy was the reaction to the hearings today by Jonathan Turley. Tomorrow we're having Andy McCarthy on our show, who also reacted. He speaks for Fox News, and a former prosecutor and a editor of National Review, and also a Berkeley law professor, considerably more conservative than that Kiara Bridges, who thinks it's transphobic to suggest that women are the ones who have babies. But in any event, here is what Jonathan Turley of George Washington University Law School had to say when he was asked about his reaction on Fox News to the hearing today. Listen.
Jonathan, it does feel like that. It feels like we have a lot of testimony, very compelling, much of it. And then in the end, we're sort of told, here's what you should think about what you just saw.
Yeah, I think the most telling moment at the end was Congressman Raskin saying, well, the question is, where do we go from here? And I was waiting for that answer because it was Raskin and others saying, this is all about a criminal case, that we believe we have evidence of a crime. We have one hearing to go, and that case has not been made, at least not completely. But people see different things in this testimony. You had your Harvard professor, Lawrence Tribe, who said that Tribe could be actually charged with a attempted murder of Vice President Pence. And that just shows you how really extreme people can take this evidence and, frankly, detach themselves from the criminal code. We didn't see that at the end. Raskin's question was left dangling there. Maybe we'll hear in the final hearing whether they really want to try a referral. The problem with making a referral is that you might not get it, and you might get pushback from prosecutors that this makes a good political case, but not necessarily a good criminal case.
Okay, and that of course is one of those things that I think people worry about with good reason, is that if people believe that this is another example of criminalizing political disagreements, and of course that will be a defense that is raised by President Trump supporters. Doing something like charging or even investigating Trump beyond all of the misbehavior that has been exposed by then poor decision making that has been exposed by the January 6th committee, I do think it would be a profound mistake to go forward and to emphasize that we need a criminal case against Trump. The one thing that, where do we go from here, would be that people need to know this background, need to know what a serious matter this was, need to take steps to make sure that it does not happen again. One of the things that needs to be done is to revise the Electoral Count Act of 1887, which is way out of date and is not appropriate. But this is something that will be much more focused in the final session of the hearings, the eighth hearing, and that apparently is going to be on prime time, and it is going to cover a TikTok, a moment-by-moment description of what it was that Trump was doing and how he was reacting to the world around him. And maybe it will answer my question, which I believe is the most important question here, is what did Trump want? What did he expect would be the result of this particular gathering and of his urging, and he urged it repeatedly, for his followers to march up to the Capitol building, and do what exactly? It is one of the questions of the moment. Another question of the moment is really Peter Navarro may not be the most sympathetic of all the former Trump aides who are being pursued with basically subpoenas to try to answer some questions. Maybe this would give him some more questions to answer. He was on Newsmax speaking about a presidential candidate, likely presidential candidate, at least in the primaries, named Mike Pence. Listen, this is clip 7.
The reason why I think Pence is guilty of treason to at least President Trump and perhaps to his country is that he acted on the basis of a flawed legal opinion concocted by his own general counsel that he did not share, Eric, with either the president or with the president's White House legal counsel. Due process plus duty to the commander in chief required you to do that. And so by the time January 6th rolled around, Pence's actions were kind of baked into the cake based on both the traitorous activity with respect to the president and flawed legal opinion.
So
that's
lack,
what I know about
lack of movement, lack of doing anything is what you're describing as treasonous activity by Pence. Nothing necessarily he had an opportunity to do something, he didn't do it.
He had a duty to the commander in chief to share with President Trump and the White House legal counsel the flawed legal opinion Pence was acting upon that was prepared by Greg Jacobs, his legal counsel. Yeah. He had a duty. That's how process works in the White House. He did not do that. Effectively, he hid that from the president and then went on his merry way and stuck a knife in the back of President Trump.
Okay, treason is a capital offense. That's defined that way in the Constitution. Is Navarro saying that Mike Pence deserves execution? Let us hope not. Next time we'll be speaking to Andy McCarthy and John Yoo. We'll be talking about the abortion debate dividing Democrats in key primaries and the bodegas and breakfast tacos defining Latinos. So says Jill Biden. She's apologized. We'll get to all of that in this greatest nation on God's Green Earth.
Hello, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Well, then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain and acid indigestion. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. And mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Balance7.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.